This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
This week, it's a look at Kia's funky box on wheels, the Soul. Now, Kia has turned itself into one of the most impressive car makers out there today by cranking out fun, affordable cars that are loaded with options. Not only was the Forte I drove a few weeks ago great transportation, but it was fun to drive the Rio, one of the best small cars out there, 40 miles to the gallon. Kia once again brings it with the Soul. Its box-like shape gives you an astonishing amount of space inside, while outside, its curvy upper door and window area and wheel well lines make the box quite pleasing to look at. Up front, small grille and big headlight treatment, daytime running lights give the Kia a lot of stylish angles in the front. It's a design that's supposed to appeal to 20-somethings, but a lot of 30, 40, and 50-somethings were eyeing it wherever I parked it. Back inside, the tall roof line means plenty of headroom. The interior design with a lot of geometric shapes and tones that read character. Four adults fit easily, five a little cramped, but there's plenty of cargo space, especially if you drop the rear seats, fold them down, 53 square feet. And there's also underfloor storage for the stuff you might not want the bad guys to see. All the controls are in the right places as well, within easy reach of the driver. The coolest thing, though, I think, with the honking big Infinity stereo system, you get lights in the front speakers that glow soft and bright to the beat of the music. A little Jimi Hendrix is going to go a long way with the Soul. Kia also gave the Soul some spunk. While you're not going to win a lot of races with it, the two engine choices, a 1.6-liter 135-horsepower or a 2.0-liter 164-horsepower engine, give you a little more pop. They move you through traffic nicely, and they get you up to freeway speeds quickly. Both get a 6-speed stick standard with a 6-speed automatic as an option. Handling was also better than I expected for a boxy, upright vehicle with a nice, tight feel through the corners. The Kia Soul I drove, fully loaded, stickered at $19,600. Gas mileage EPA rated at 26 city, 34 highway, which could go higher with the new Eco package that includes stop-start technology. And Soul gets high marks in its crash test from the feds as well as the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. What Kia Soul does best is give you a small, boxy, and roomy vehicle that is great on gas, fun to drive, has a lot of personality, and can haul a bunch of stuff around. It comes with all the high-tech stuff that makes driving a pleasure, like Bluetooth and their UVO or UVO voice command entertainment system, but it also, and this is the best thing, feeds the need for basic transportation at an affordable price. That's another edition of Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici, News Radio 1020, KDKA.